This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all members licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HX for net control. Nothing being heard. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HX or net control. Heard. We will now begin the roll call with the pre-net check-ins. And we'll start with W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along Miss Isla, and they're both in traveler's rest, N4IF. And W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, male in Prosperity, KF4NXY, David in Honeypath, and he brings along Marie, AF4SX, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and he brings along Linda, KG4QLQ, KN4RJN in Brown Summit, North Carolina, K4OSH, that is Pat in Malden, that is Jim in Pelzer, KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville, N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley, and KD2BNG, that's Glenn in Graycourt, 0TR, and that's Tom in Greer, KO4CEF, that's Andrew in Inman, and KO4RAX in Dacusville, and KO4ZEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville. 20 pre-net check-ins, and at this time, we will move to EchoLink. EchoLink only, please call KO4HKX or net control.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu KO4WWZ. My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. Location tonight is Easley, South Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick. I'll be negative, negative. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Net control. Please check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark, and Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. I will be in and out tonight, but thanks for calling the net. 73.
We'll recognize KO4WWZ, that's Chandler in Easley. W2MJB, that's Mark, and he brings along his wife Wendy, KN4HTP, and they're in Simpsonville. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, signal your intent to remain on the net for a rag chew portion. And I ask to please give your call, name and call slowly so that I can get it all in and be patient with me. And at this time, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX or net control.
KO4HKX. It's great to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. I'm traveling to Taylor's tonight, and this is Daniel. I'll be negative and negative. Have a good night and Happy New Year.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. Happy New Year's, everyone.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4. Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Happy New Year, Patrick, and the net.
Okay. Of order, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. Good evening, Patrick, and all on the net. Happy New Year, negative and negative.
Earth HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie, Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and Happy New Year to everyone.
HKX, you're Patrick. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. Cherry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net, and Happy New Year.
Put up there so I can make sure I got everybody, because I missed one here. For starters, we'll go with KI4DTY. Traveling back to Taylor's, and good to hear you tonight, Daniel, and Happy New Year to you also. And KK4DMW, that is Rick, and KK4NO. O-N-O, Miss Lorena, and Michelle, K-M-4-M-O-Q, and Rick, can you tell me if I got your daughter's call right?
Got that right there, Patrick. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec.
And our net manager, W4DJW, and he is in Greer, and N4DJC, that's Jerry down in Anderson. Sorry, my brain is on vacation still, I guess. But it's good to hear y'all tonight. Any more calls, any more check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
Control, I don't know if you caught me or not, but it's Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's, negative and negative out of order.
Leroy, I forgot to call yours out. I just missed it. I'm sorry about that.
No.
For me, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Elise and all on the net.
4HKX. Please check in, K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
That's what we have. And Kurt, sorry about that. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. Sorry about missing you the call there. You were the one I was trying to get.
And KI4DOS, that's Gary and Easley, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, and good to hear y'all tonight. And K4AFT, that is Michael in Central. Good to hear you tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Gary, are you sticking around for comments?
KI4DOS.
Thank you, sir. Missed that. Wanted to make sure. Nothing being heard there. We'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Please check in. Any check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
HKX. See you, Patrick. Just hang in there. Give your brain time to rev up for the other 363 or so days we got left. Don't burn it all up tonight. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 easing in, Harry in camera, and I'll be negative and negative.
I will recognize Harry. Harry, thank you for being patient. KC4 easing in, that's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina, and good to hear you tonight, and Happy New Year to you also. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Paxton Marietta. I'll be negative, negative.
Recognize K4GSC, that's Patrick in Marietta. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick, and Happy New Year to you. Time, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. That long pause indicates that we got them all, and so we'll move on up to the next group. India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KO4HKX is KA4JCA. This is Sally. And I'm checking in because I haven't talked to you since last year, and I kind of missed you. So, but I also bring along KA3JCA. That's my husband, Richard. And I also bring along Ashley, KA4ACL. And I also bring along K3DOV. Upstate ARC. We're all negative and negative, and thank you for calling the net. You're doing a wonderful job.
HKX. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. I'm going to be saying 73 for each one of you.
For HKX. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, this is number 4. We're hanging in with you. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for comments. Donna's going to be in and out. She's reading a book or something. And we'll just wait until you call on us. KK4JBQ. Everyone have a better year. 73.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Token up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
We'll stop there and catch up. And Echo Link Station, I'll get to you in just a minute. Miss Sally, good to hear you. KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. She brings along Richard, KA3JCA. And Miss Ashley, KA4ACL. And K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, and they're all in Simpsonville, and good to hear you tonight. and I hope Richard's feeling a little better. And we'll move on up here to KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you. And N4JBM, that's Jerry in Campobello. Good to hear you tonight, Jerry. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry in Greer. And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, Miss Donna, in Greer also. And I got you down for comments, Larry. And the last of that group was KO4JKV Duncan up in Asheville. And good to hear you tonight, Duncan. So we're going to pause here and catch up on EchoLink. EchoLink only. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KO4HKX, if you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, and a very happy new year to yourself and all the Met. New traffic number on table.
Can I, Stephen here, KA4PQA down in Greenwood. Good to hear you tonight, Stephen. And any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call KO4HKX or Net Control. We'll move on up to Mike through Pawpaw. Mike through Pawpaw, please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Here and recognize what we have, and that's K4OIM. Walt, it's good to hear you on the radio, and good to have you check in with me. And Lloyd, KO4PXB, good to hear you tonight too, and he's in Simpsonville. And Walt, are you still?
I'm the man who wrote "Send the Fits." When you go through the red light at 2:02, I'm almost at the next red light on the left. That's so delicious to
me. To that, I mean, it's good to hear you tonight and good to hear you on the radio. But we're going to move on up. One more call, Mike through Pawpaw, KO4. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
Please copy Kilo Romeo 8, Mike Romeo, KR8MR, Steve Kramer in Taylor's. I'm going to hang around for the rag tube.
Steve, can you give me that call one more time, a little bit slower, please, sir?
Yeah, my last name's Kramer, KR8MR, and I used to live up in Cincinnati in the 8 land. But we've been here for about 10 years now in Taylor's. Kilo Radio 8, Mike Radio.
I got KR8MR, Stephen in Taylor's. Is that correct?
QSL.
Around for the rag tube portion.
Yep.
Patient with me. Oh. One more time, Mike through Pawpaw, KO4. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control. Heard. We'll move on up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX or Net Control.
KO4HKX. Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband, Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. He's also at home with me in Campobello tonight, and we will both be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. Have a good evening.
KA4HKX. Please check in November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo. That's Jim in Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening.
This is Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
04HKX. Sounding good tonight. This is Chris. Please check me in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG, Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
04HTX. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert down in Foggy Joanna. I'll be negative and negative because I'll be eating Hoppin' Job, baking me some biscuits. Happy New Year, everybody.
Pause here to recognize what we have. And we'll start with Miss Anna, KO4RYP. And she brings along her husband, Chad, KO4NUE, and they are both in Campobello. And then we got N2SUB, that's Jim in South Greenville, and KF4RVH, that's JD in Greenville, and KO4QLG, that's Chris, and good to hear you tonight, Chris, KD4SRR, and that's Robert down in Joanna, and I hope you enjoy your biscuits down there, Robert.
Follow up. This is KF4RVH. That's KF4RVH.
I have down, I don't know what I said, but that's what I have down here. KF4RVH. Coming back to clarify that for me. I don't want to make any mistakes, but I'm still trying to learn all this, and I'm getting better at it. But just be patient with me. So we'll one more call. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX or net control. Pause means we got them all, I believe. So we'll move on up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control.
KO4HKX. Good evening. To you and the net and Miss Elise, please check in N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic and no table tonight. Happy New Year to you and everyone on the net.
HKX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Recognize these, this group here, and N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland, South Carolina, and Shane, I hope you and Beth have had a great weekend enjoying that new grandbaby. K4XB, that's Tommy down in southern Greenville, and good to hear you tonight, Tommy. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control. I guess we got that group on the first try, but now we'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control.
KX. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling it, Patrick. Hope you and your bride are both well and had a good, happy New Year's Day. And hope the New Year's good and happy New Year to everybody. No traffic, no comment.
We'll recognize Sid here, W4IOE. And Sid, thanks for calling the net on the 146-640 machine in Hendersonville. I don't know how you keep track of those calls coming in as fast as that is, but you've got a lot more experience. For those of you who don't know, Sid calls the net on the 640 machine up in Hendersonville every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and just come experience it. It's a fun net to try to get into. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control. Well, it looks like we got them all there. So at this time, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between RAGCHUs. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins?
Go ahead. L4HKX in the net, KI4DOS. Getting on the net, we had a good day over here today. Didn't do anything. Just kept it nice and quiet. Had the youngest son come by last night on New Year's Eve and visited with him a little bit. And hadn't heard anything from the oldest one today. So I'm assuming that everything's good in Charlotte. So we did our normal thing on for New Year's. You know how that goes. Everybody's got their own little special deal. Most everybody eats black-eyed peas and collard greens and all of that, so we won't get into all of that, but we're looking forward to another good year. Don't know if it'll be better than the last one or worse than the last one or what, but it's out there in front of us, and we'll make the best of it any way we can. But like I said, we hadn't done a whole lot around the house today. You know, a lot of places were closed, which is good. You know, I can remember years ago, Patrick, and it wasn't very much open on Sundays, regardless.
Roger that. And I don't know, I kind of wish we could go back to that time when there wasn't much open on Sunday. That way you could enjoy the day instead of feeling like you had to accomplish something else.
You, that's the truth. You know, it was, years ago when I was growing up, it was hard to find a gas station open on Sunday. Most everybody got their gas on Saturday or, you know, sometime on Saturday night. Especially if they were going to do any traveling on Sunday, they'd go ahead and get their, you know, fill their car up with gas or whatnot. And but most of the other stores were all always closed, even most of the restaurants and stuff. And that gave folks time to be with their families and, you know, which was a good thing. You know, the way things are going now, you know, Patrick, you go out to, just say you go out to a restaurant, and you see a family of maybe three or four or maybe five sitting around a table, and they're waiting on their food order to come, and everybody's got a cell phone out. Nobody's talking to each other. They're all doing text messaging or social media on their cell phones instead of talking to each other at the table.
That's the truth. I don't know that we could live anymore without that radio tracking caller, as I call it. It's one of those devices, you just love it and then you hate it at the same time.
I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to have cell phones and all the stuff that they can do now, but it sure is. Sure seems to me that it's pulling families apart. You know, one of my grandsons came over one day, and he came in and he said, "Hey, Papa, we came to visit you." And I said, "Okay." First thing he did was sit down on the couch and pull his cell phone out. And I told him, I said, "Put that away now. You said you came to visit me, and we're going to visit." And he said, "Yes, sir." And he put it away. And I caught him again in a minute. He was got it down between his leg and the arm of the couch, and he was playing with his phone. And I said, "I'm telling you one more time, put it away, or I'm gonna take it away from you." And so he put it away. And a few minutes later, he slid it back out. I walked over and took it away from him. He says, "You can't take my phone. I'll tell my daddy." I said, "I don't care. This is my house." And so I argued with my grandson a minute, and he went and told his daddy, and he said, "Well, I'm sorry." He says, "You just have to do it without a phone. Your grandfather told you three times he told you twice he was going to take it away, and the third time he did. He said, the next time you do it, he won't give you
a second chance. He'll just take it the first time he sees it.
That grandchild hesitation, a little more lenience than the children get, right?
A little bit, but not by much. Anyway, it all worked out, and I gave him his phone back, you know, when they started to leave, and of course that made him happy. But as far as what we did today, we enjoyed each other's company, Joy and I did, and finished off the pumpkin pie, and Stephen brought us a cheesecake, and Joy had a little piece of cheesecake today. I didn't eat any today. But, you know, it's about 9:30 over here, 9:40, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's about time to go get a cup of coffee, maybe a piece of cheesecake. You can't never tell. But it sounds like you got a real good net going there, Patrick. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Just thought I'd jump in here and bump my gums with you a little bit before bottom of the hour came and went. And hopefully there'll be some more people coming in, and I hope you and Miss Elise have a great day and a wonderful new year. Happy New Year to all on the net, and I hope everybody stays well and stays safe. I'll turn it back over to you, and let's carry on with it. Doing a good job there, young man. Appreciate you calling the net. KO4HKX in the net, KI4DOS.
Good to talk to you tonight, and you make sure you let Miss Joy know I said hello and a happy new year, and need to get by there and visit with you again. Maybe we'll try to do that in the next few weeks, but at this time, if you don't have anything else, Gary, we'll move on up to the next.
Patrick, man, like I said, sound like you got a good net going. KO4HKX in the net, KI4DOS.
Gary, we'll stop at this time and see if there are any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control.
HKX. Wood Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima. KG4LSL, Jimmy over in Anderson. Sorry I'm a little late this evening, guys. Kind of been busy doing the family thing, and hope everybody had a very safe New Year's Eve. And let's make 2023 a lot better than it was in 2022.
Let me make sure I got that call. KG4LSL.
Lima, Sierra Lima, correct.
You go by Jim?
Either one. Just don't call me late for dinner.
I'll remember that one. Jimmy, good to hear you tonight, and you're not too late. You're right on time. And Jimmy is over in Anderson, and good to hear you tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control. Being heard there, we'll move on up to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. You still around?
KX, here is KK4JBQ. Oh, yeah, I'm still around. I wanted to... it was coming hard and heavy, and I just wanted to talk with you for a minute to give you a breath. You're doing a mighty fine job, Patrick. I remember the first few times I called the net, different circumstances altogether, but I was pretty rattled, and I was popping sweat on my forehead and wiping it from the back of my neck. I was, a bit nervous about everything. It calmed down after a while, and I don't think I ever had mic fright, which is a lot of people's problem. I understand, might not be yours, but a lot of people have an issue with, you know, what do I say next? Like right now. What do I say next? Don and I have had a quiet holiday. Not a lot of family anymore, and I do have an aunt on either side that both in their 90s, and they we had conversations. I know I won't have them much longer, bless their hearts, and they are a wealth of information. If anybody out there listening has any older folks in their family that you haven't spoken to in a while, please give them a ring. They got plenty to talk about, for sure. Plenty that you weren't around to see. That's how I think about it. I wasn't around to see. And both of my aunts have, things that my parents never told me. You know, they never told me. And those are, those are sweet little jewels my personal history that I would have no access to now because parents are gone. And these two gals are talkative, and they are they both are in good humor, let's say it that way. They've settled everything with themselves and their lives, and now they're just living a good time. One of them travels, even now she travels a lot, and the other has a large extended family. My mama's father married again after having 10 children, and then he had 14 by the second wife. Now, that is a large family by any measure. So, the aunt that's living on that side, on my mama's side, she considers herself a part of both of these families. She calls them Family 1, Family 2. I'll let this drop a second. And, I guess I didn't know anything about them. My mama never talked about it. I think she had an issue with the second marriage, and she practically raised all the younger kids in the first marriage. So she was troubled with it and never talked to me much about it, but her sister, my Aunt Bug, we call her Bug, her name's Pauline, and I don't know why that's true. But I just hear family history that my mama would never reveal. How about that? KK4, JBQ.
Minute check in. Let me finish up here with Larry. I can't get past the 24 kids, Larry. That just got me. But I just 24 kids. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. You get around 4 or 5 kids now, and I'm ready to go somewhere else and find me another room to get into.
Understand that. Large families, this was a farming community, and your farm functioned because you had plenty of kids. That was the way things were and the way people lived. On my dad's side, there were, 12 children. One was stillborn, so everybody wants to count that little guy, too. My grandmother, she bore the birth of 13 children, and she was just a tiny little gal, full of spunk and wiry, and she was my grandmother on my dad's side. She wanted to teach me everything I knew that she knew I would have no other access to. So she taught me what chewing tobacco was. She taught me what snuff was. She taught me how to milk a cow, how to churn butter, how to make cream corn. She loved that because I was just a tiny thing. She couldn't give me the knife. She would not give me the knife. But she says, this is what you do, and this is how you get the juice out of it. You know, turning not the blade, but the back of the knife onto the cob, you know, after you cut it off, and she just run that blade down there, and she says, man, that's so good, she'd say. I had some marvelous grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles. I did. But my mom and dad were pretty quiet about it all. They sought a different life, and they got what they wanted. They really did, but they didn't give us much of what their lives were about. But I got this now. I got it from my close relatives who were close to them. I learned a lot about their early lives from their mothers, fathers, and brothers and sisters. You got to get it somehow. It's important. You know, it's your roots. This is important. Well, I didn't know what I'd be talking about, and I didn't know I'd be talking about that. I just wanted to give you a little break there. Take a deep breath now. And you're doing a fine job. And, you know, a job not everybody steps up for. You know, you can stand tall for that. And good talking with you, Patrick. And we'll do this again. All right? KK4JPQ, I'll turn it back to you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. And like I said, I still fathom, but can't believe the 24 kids. It just blew my mind there. But it's good to talk to you. And just so I don't hold up everybody else, I'll go ahead and get this other check-in. So, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX or net control.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Edinburgh Brevard, one comment and no traffic.
KX, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI, Ind, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I think Ed's got something there to Larry over to hear about his antenna situation down there. Ed does. Go ahead and pick it up, Patrick.
Go ahead and recognize Ed, WD8RON, up here in Brevard, and Andy, KI4LZI, down in Table Rock. Good to hear you tonight. And, Ed, I'll come back around to you. I got one more before you that I need to get. So I'll be back around here in a minute for your comment, okay? So at this time, KR8MR, Stephen, if you're still around, call KO4HKX.
Well, I'm still here, and I agree with all the comments about family. You got to talk to them because your parents won't tell you everything. And that's really all I got to say. KR8MR.
Well, Stephen, it's good to talk to you. And, yes, family is very important. And as Gary and I were talking, this little magic box that everybody's so focused on, I think is one of the big things that's affecting our families because we don't know how to communicate anymore. We can't simply do what we're doing right now, carry on a conversation without involving our thumbs.
I feel like if you can't beat them, you got to join them, though. I mean, my wife's on Facebook constantly, and I'm thinking, you know, that might be another avenue to talk to some of the younger ones when you can't normally.
If there's distance between you, it's great. But when we're face-to-face, let's put it down and have a face-to-face conversation and just focus on one another. And I'm guilty. I've done it. I catch myself doing it all the time, picking up that phone and checking on it. And that's something that I want to try to break that habit. So that's something we all got to work on individually. But I do enjoy getting around the radio here and just being able to carry on a conversation with somebody. It does help relax and just help focus on other things. But, Stephen, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to move on up to Ed so I don't drag the net out too late tonight for everybody.
Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate you checking in with me tonight and talking to me, and maybe we can do it again on down the log. At this time, W8RON, please call KO4HKX.
RON, a comment for everybody on the net. There is legislation being proposed in the federal house. The bill is called H.R. The number is 9670. 9670. This concerns amateur emergency preparedness, amateur radio emergency preparedness, and it does a lot to legislate recognizing amateur operators by saying what they can do as far as antennas. I was talking to somebody on with the Florida experience on this latest storm, and I'll give the repeater a chance here. With all the storms down there in Florida, it turned out that often the amateurs were the only ones that had communications out of some of the areas. The amateurs went to the local people and said, we can help if you'll help us. As a result, some of the HOAs are now removing their restrictions on antennas, or at least changing them, and some of them are actually giving them spaces in the community centers to set up a station. So HR 9670, if you Google it, you can download it as a PDF and wade your way through the legislative language. Over.
Bringing that to our attention, Ed, and yes, I'd heard, or not heard, but I'd read a little bit about that, where it was going to focus on HOAs not being able to regulate the antennas so heavily. But hopefully they get it passed and they don't just throw it to the back burner like they tend to do everything else that doesn't make them big money. So hopefully something comes out of it anyway.
Things where individuals can have an influence. We've got a bunch of new Congress people. Call them, send them a letter and say, hey, you support this legislation and why, and use your call sign, and you never know what the influence will be. And I also need to talk to Andy. Over.
Call your station.
For Lima Zulu, India, this is WD8RON. Andy, I need some info from you. Over.
Tells the guy.
Of email, over.
For LZI AOL.com, but the thing is, I don't have the computer experience that some of the people on this net here has, so just keep that in mind. I receive emails, but I don't send them out very well.
To an email, it's going to be KI4LZI@AOL, is that correct?
.com.
To put the KI4LZIAOL.com, is that correct? Over.
That's right. First part of it's my call sign. KI4LZIAOL.com.
Now, I'm going to send you an email with a copy of a page from the Hendersonville Yellow Pages that may be of interest to you. Over.
Go ahead and send anything, like I said. We'll check out here anything. Try to get something back in case, as you said, about the power business. You can turn it back to net control there, KI4LZI.
You're down near the lakes. You might check out the boat repair places. I know that they've got engines, either diesels or maybe some big engines, and there might be somebody there who can help you. Over.
Thought about that, but you're right, that could be a possibility. You can go ahead and send me that and go ahead and turn it back to net, KI4LZI.
It's Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Thanks for the time. Over.
What we're here for, Ed, is to bring people together. That's what this is all about. But I'll go ahead and make one more call. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX or net control. That long pause means I guess we got everybody, and I want to thank everybody for being patient with me tonight and just making it an enjoyable experience together around the radio and communicate with everyone tonight. And I hope and pray everyone has a happy new year and a prosperous year this year, and we can do this many more times. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Comment.
KO4HKX, this is KO4JKB. Hey, I just wanted to do a quick comment, Patrick. I've been listening to your nets, doing a fine job, and tomorrow, if you're on the radio, you get to listen to me sweat. This is my first time, and it's been on my mind. A little nervous. Over.
K working. I can tell you the nerves are before it happens. After it gets going, you tend to ease up and everything seems to go okay, and you can just learn to relax with it and deal with the mistakes or, you know, the issues as they come. And everybody will be more than patient with you, as you've seen tonight with my mess-ups.
Yeah, roger that. I'm looking forward to it. I watched the latest Top Gun, so I'm calm under pressure. But all kidding aside, I'll pass it back to you. Just saying you're doing a good job, and have a happy new year. And hopefully, well, maybe you'll check in tomorrow. It's KO4JKV, back to net.
I plan on being here, so I look forward to checking in on your first net and trying to help you along and encourage you the best I can. But it's good to hear you. And for those of you who missed it, Duncan will be calling the net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. It will be his first time. So I will ask you to be patient with him. Slow down and give your calls like he can hear them. We call calls and don't realize how fast we are throwing them out a lot of times. And for somebody that's trying to catch it for the first time or may not know it can be difficult and a little nerve-wracking when you're under pressure, when they're just rapid fire at you. So I ask you to slow down and be patient with Duncan and enjoy the time around the radio and just enjoy the camaraderie and the conversation and the laughter that comes out of it. So have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins?
KC4EZN with a comment.
Well, Patrick, this is a compliment to you there, and I'm going to heap it up on Duncan a little bit here, too. There are two skills in calling a net, and one of them is keeping up with all those call signs, and I know some people are good at keyboarding. I'm not one of them. I have to write it down by hand, and that is slow. And the other thing is getting people to talk and being conversational. And those are two separate parts of the net. And you have done an excellent job tonight of both. You kept it, the mistakes you've made and whatever are things that I think you totally, you always try to do better, but still, you don't let them trip you up and slow you down because, I can say, catch you before you see it. Okay, did you get that? No, probably not. Like you say, we get comfortable with our own calls and say them very, very fast. And the other thing I'll do is remind Duncan, tomorrow night I'll be calling the West Cars net. I expect to hear him. We're about geographically 15 miles apart. I can hear him on input. And just while you're listening, Duncan, your radio sounds much, much better on input than it does over the repeater. So don't change anything. It sounds good. But anyway, you can have a little bit of warm-up with us tomorrow night, Duncan, and then I'll come back at you when you take over here. We can have some fun. Anyway, Happy New Year, Patrick. You've done a good job, and you've made the conversation work out really well, and to me that's the important part of the net. We'll turn it back to you and wish you a Happy New Year. KO4HKX, KC4EZN, I'll say 7-3.
Appreciate the compliment, and just like the everything tonight about the net tends to be about family, I got that from my grandfather. I think he could pick up a conversation with a fence post and carry right on. I hung around him when I was growing up, still do. I enjoy it, and like he's never met a stranger. He can carry on a conversation with anybody. And what I do for a living, I got to learn to do that. So it just comes natural to me, I guess. But I do appreciate the compliment, and I appreciate everybody being patient with me. Because the keyboard, I use a computer all day and have for many years, but I'm still hunt and peck with two fingers. I never have been able to take up typing or learn how to do it. So I appreciate all the support and well wishes and just general laughter and being able to laugh at myself. So have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? That long pause means I've got everybody, and if you'll give me just a few minutes, I'll send my net report over the air. And again, it's been a pleasure hosting the net tonight.